Hey all, welcome to Out Labs Podcast. I am Frank and I'm joined by my mom Shirley.
Hi there.
Today we are talking Survivor Season 44 finale. This one's called Absolute Banger Season. And it was pretty good. I think it's the same thing we've seen in the last 5 years that upsets us. But overall, I think it was pretty good. What did you think?
I thought it was pretty good. I love the challenges. I love Samotion, the second challenge.
Yeah, that's always good.
Love that. Not happy with the outcome, of course. Mm-hmm. But loved the episode.
So spoilers if you haven't watched it yet, but Jam Jam won the show. I would say he's probably the least likely going in that I thought was going to win this thing.
Yeah. I seriously thought he would be great to take to the final three only because he didn't have a resume. So this really did surprise me.
That's what we were saying. And so kind of the story that I took away from the season, which I really liked, we had a day one almost alliance get to the end. It's been so long since we've seen alliance go to the end.
That's was impressive. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. They got picked apart. I honestly think we would have had all three of them in the finale if it wasn't for Heidi winning that challenge.
Yeah, definitely. That made all the change right there.
Which would have been nice to see. But I think they didn't. So Jeff often asks, if this person was in, would you guys have voted this way?
Yeah.
He didn't do it this time. I think it was kind of one-sided. I think he knew what the answer would be.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the majority really thought Carson should be there. Only because when we're hearing the jury like ask questions and the responses and all that, it focused very heavily towards Carson. He did great. I wish he was better at fire making. But of course, he went against the best.
Oh,
literally the fastest speed in fire making.
And he did better than I thought he was going to do. I thought he was going to do much worse than that.
Yeah.
And shout out to Jam Jam for taking the time to show him how to do it.
That was really cool.
When they were showing that, I was a little bit like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
that's when you show the winner. That's Mike, pledging to help out vets or something like that. That's a moment where you're like, okay, that's a winner.
And, they were talking about this on Fire, the podcast that Jeff does, that could have very well worked in his favor. Because the last night, you've got Carson that goes to Ponderosa talking to everybody about what Jam Jam did and that whole thing. So that could have, because, as Jam Jam started talking to the jury, he convinced all of them.
Definitely.
I think Danny was the only one that voted for Heidi. And other than that, they all went Jam Jam. So I think maybe Carson has something to do with that while being at Ponderosa.
Well, and I think walking into there was a level of Carolyn or Jam Jam kind of thing. I think we saw some people say that they switched over because of what he was saying.
Right.
We saw Carson kind of coaching both of them from the jury. Giving cues.
I loved it.
Nodding, yes, keep going with that, kind of thing like that. So I think there was a level of that too. It's so cool to see an alliance that actually survived that long. So much so that at the very end, one of their three alliance was actually sitting there rooting them on to show them how it's done.
Absolutely. So props I really liked that. Yeah.
It was a good season. It was just not the winner that we wanted.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't totally deserved and wasn't a good season. So
absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start off with the final five. They arrive on their new island. They have no supplies at this point. Heidi shares, she found the idol and explaining where she found it and everything like that. Everyone believes there's a new idol out there, and specifically the Tika tribe's like, we need to go find that new idol.
Yeah.
The next day, everyone is looking for this idol. Heidi talks about her, fantastic resume. She's explaining that she thinks she's got a big one.
Mm-hmm.
A big thing too that came up was her relationship with Danny during the jury.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that she wanted to clarify is like, it wasn't just Danny doing it. It was me as well. It was a team.
Yeah.
And I think Danny, he voted for her. He was the only one that voted for her. I think he recognizes that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jam Jam believes that if he finds the idol, this will be his biggest resume move. He doesn't find that idol. What is his biggest resume move?
Well, at the end of this one, of course, it was him helping Carson. I don't know. I mean, he was in on a lot of the relationships. He had a very social game.
He was, yeah.
And even Kane shares with that during their questioning that he kind of ruined Kane's game because he got in there with the people that Kane was allianced with and changed a lot of their minds and shook things up quite a bit. So I think his social game was really strong, but I don't know if he had like a one thing that that was really big. What do you think?
I think you're right there, because if you look at Carolyn, I think she had an excellent social game. I think she was, let me rephrase that. She was very sociable. Everybody really liked her.
Mm-hmm.
But she told you, I'm not voting for Franny. I'm not voting this way. I am sticking to this. So she wasn't malleable in any way.
Yeah.
Carson had really good one-on-one bonds, and Jam Jim was the guy that you thought, like, maybe we can pull him, so let's work with him, and he would still vote with Tika.
Yeah.
But he made you think, and made us think, that he might flip any day now.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, that being a strategy is a very good move.
Yeah. One thing that he talked about on Fire was the fact that he's always used humor to break down barriers.
You see it a lot.
And you definitely saw that a lot during this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even during the final jury thing, when they're questioning him, he kept inserting jokes, and I was like, is this hurting him or helping him when I was watching that? Because I noticed that he would say a joke and maybe like 50% of the jury would laugh at it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, so does that mean the other ones don't find it funny and won't vote for him?
Right.
But that's just his personality.
Yeah.
So they keep passing up the idol as they're searching around. Lauren's getting desperate because she knows she's on the outs.
Right.
I was just telling you before we started press recording, Lauren just did an interview with Entertainment Weekly saying that she said, quote, pissed at Carson for getting her out in a bit. And then explained that even when he got voted out next, when she saw him at Ponderosa, was still pissed at him and was really upset with him. But here she knows she's on the outs. I wonder what the deal is with that.
I wonder why it is that she blames Carson.
Yeah, there's no reason to take her or Heidi.
Yeah. And I know there was a time when Carson looked as though he was working with Heidi and Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but he was also working with Tika.
But that was the whole plan.
But yeah, absolutely. But so maybe she felt like Carson was more in an alliance with her instead of staying true with Tika. Okay. But yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Check out the Entertainment Weekly, guys. I mentioned it a couple weeks back, but they do a lot of interviews with the survivors.
Yeah.
It's a very good source. Carson and Carolyn continue to search while the others relax around the fire. Carson's name is being brought up and thrown around often. It's clear to everyone that he is the biggest threat, including Carson. He's even mentioning, like, I know that they're coming gunning for me.
Yeah.
This is a must find.
Right.
And then at that point, we head off to our first challenge.
Okay. So this is going to be a reward challenge. I think it's reward and immunity, actually.
It is. Yeah. Yes, Sanctuary. Is. Yeah.
And so what they're going to do is go to Sanctuary. They'll have spaghetti, chocolate cake, and carrot cake.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
I was a little concerned because we saw Carson get so sick when he overate one time. And I was like, spaghetti's easy to overeat.
Oh, yeah.
You just all the heavy carbs.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want in the last few days is for somebody to be throwing up in the jungle.
Yeah, for sure. So what they have to do is race through this 3-level obstacle, collecting keys along the way, grabbing their last key using a pole. Once they have their last key, they'll unlock a chest, using a rope to drop a ladder, and then climb the ladder to the top of a tower and race to solve a puzzle. So we've seen this pretty close to this before.
Yeah.
So as we get going, Carson, he's ahead through the obstacles. Then we've got Heidi and Carolyn close behind. Jam Jam's fallen behind at that point. You know, they're struggling at this point. There's a lot of fatigue and, you know, this was a very physical one trying to get through the obstacle.
Well, and really Heidi and Carson just ran away with it.
Yeah.
They were so miles ahead of them.
Right.
That we saw like in Carolyn, especially where they were just defeated and kind of gave up a little, not gave up. That's not the right term for it, but I think they were like, okay, let's just make sure I finish this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. Carson and Heidi right behind him the whole time. Heidi got to her keys first, working on her last key, and then Carson. They get to the puzzle first. They're neck and neck on the puzzle. Carolyn's still struggling to get her last key. She finally gets it. Lauren's close behind. And so we have Lauren and Jam Jam are now working on the puzzle. Carolyn finally gets there. They're all working on their puzzle. Of course, Carson's far ahead at this point and just has a couple pieces. He gets them in and he wins.
Clearly he has his puzzle at home.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. We've seen this puzzle before. This is one of the easier ones to replicate it for the house. So no doubt he has this one.
He did great. So he was able to pick somebody to go with him to Sanctuary. He picked Jam Jam. And then, you know, we got to talking about, was that a good pick?
Mm-hmm.
So you pick Jam Jam. It's good in a way because he's not going back to camp to strategize.
Yeah.
And something they mentioned on Fire, which I didn't think about, is if you're Jam Jam, do you want to be that person that's picked? Or do you say, hey, you know, Carolyn could use the food more than me. Maybe I should stay back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in that situation, maybe you don't want to be the one getting reward and put somebody else out there so that you're not letting them go back to camp and strategize.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think he's got a good point there. You're just too close to the end where your comfort blankets are all gone. You're not so dependent on your other two to win because now you're going to be going against them. So yeah, you might not want to.
Right, right. Something to really consider.
Especially with Carson and Carolyn up to this point, even in the game, have been said to be the two biggest threats.
Yeah.
Yeah, go off so we could talk about which one of you we want to pick
right,
off.
Right, right. You know. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that was it. We've got Jam Jam one and him and Carson are going to go enjoy spaghetti.
Yeah. All right. And then we're going to head over to seeing them eat in Sanctuary. They're loving their feast and chatting it up. Jam Jam thinks Carolyn is the biggest threat. We've heard him say this a lot.
Yeah.
He's brought that up a few times. And right. Again, that's that kind of like staying in the grave with him that worked out well for him.
Yeah.
Carson thinks Lauren is the biggest threat and that they need to keep all the Tika players together.
Right.
Jam Jam agrees, but still not very happy with it. At this point, I wasn't sure which way he was going to go with this.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I'm never, you know, last few episodes, I'm never sure that he's not going to flip on Tika.
Yes.
Because he kind of, like you were saying, he kind of leaves that gray area to where you're not sure which way he's going to go. So, yeah, I don't know.
Later on, we have the producers actually say something. And I've always loved when they do that, when they actually say something in the show. And so I'm thinking here, I wonder if the producers really like a person like Jam Jam or Carolyn. Jam Jam giving them every option so that they can build that narrative of we're going this way or that way. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And Carolyn, who's just fun to record. Like they always just film Carolyn while they're explaining something else.
Right.
Like she'll do something funny. Let's just watch her. And then like, yeah. Jeff's explaining something.
Yeah.
That's just not something we've seen in any other season.
Right.
And so I wonder if like, they're like, oh, thank goodness. We got Jam Jam, who's always flip flopping. And we've got Carolyn, who's just fun to watch.
Yeah.
The others there go to camp. Heidi starts immediately sowing doubt into Carolyn. Hey, why didn't they bring you? All that stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have an answer. Lauren thinks it's herself that's out, and Carolyn learns that Jam Jam has been targeting her. She then starts entertaining the idea of possibly voting him out. Now, from here on out, I think that we've talked about it a few times this season and in past seasons that we already know who's going out. We know it's Lauren going out.
Yeah.
It's just because, and Heidi's already worked with the Tika tribe like last week. So we already know that of the two of them, she's the closer one to him. So right now they're just trying to fill time because we know.
Well, I kind of wonder if Jam Jam was kind of surprised to hear Carolyn say that they need some Tika on the jury.
That was an odd statement for her.
Yeah, because it was like, okay, does that mean that you are going to go with girls and you're going to get Jam Jam out? You know, of course they do. They like to give us like an ultimatum to where we...
But with that statement,
sure who's going to go out.
Yeah, with that statement, though, we just had... So just before that, when Jam Jam and Carson are all in Sanctuary, he mentions that all three being together on the final three is what's strongest for any one of those three players.
Right.
Which do you think is more accurate? To have a united alliance that has nobody in the jury that was with their tribe. That's impressive. I can't think of anybody on that jury that was Tika.
That is impressive. But yeah, I think it would have been way too dangerous to have Carson go to the bottom.
I agree with that. I'm just thinking in general, if you had three from an alliance that had nobody else on the jury, is that sounder than having two that were in alliance, one person that supports them from the jury, and then one person that everybody else might have been in a tribe with?
To me, I would think it's stronger to pull one out only because the jury needs to see that you're smart enough to know that you're not going to take somebody to the bottom three that you knew did much better than yourself.
Okay.
I think the jury would appreciate that,
that,
you know, that person's really playing the game because their main focus wasn't to bring all three. It was to make sure you got somebody you knew was going to win over you out. So you're there to win, not just to be friends. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. This being a strong alliance this far in is very much reminiscent of the first couple seasons. So that's why I'm thinking that. And then we also see that Carson, when he did go to Ponderosa, was a huge advocate of theirs, clearly.
Yeah, clearly, yes.
So it was beneficial to do that, but I'm just wondering how that would have worked the other way.
Yeah.
Not necessarily with Carson, but I'm just saying with three all in the same alliance.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm, again, thinking there's nobody on that jury that was Tika, I think. I think the rest of Tika was gone much sooner.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, I think, was the last person, and he was like adopted in.
Yeah, they had nobody on that jury. But I really think regardless of who it was, when you get down to the bottom three, there's clearly a stronger player.
Yeah.
That if you had the chance to get them out and you didn't, then, you know, shame on you. You know, that's completely. Like we've talked before about Colby, you know, taking Tina to the end. I mean, that was a million-dollar mistake right there.
Yeah.
many seasons ago, but
yeah, oh yeah.
But you see, when that happens before the game's over, you're just like, he just gave it away.
He did.
You know?
Yep.
And I think if they brought Carson, that would have been the case.
That game is played so much differently than this game.
Like, yeah.
Like the fact that you had loyalty, there was one guy that ended up giving away his immunity just out of respect or his word or whatever. And it's like, yeah, that's just not how this game's played anymore.
Uh-uh.
It would be interesting to go back and watch season 1, 2, or 3 around there and just see, like, first off, how young Jeff is 22 years ago, whatever it was, but also just like, wow, these guys are not doing this right at all.
You know? Well, you know, so many people have watched it all these years and have learned how to play it so much better. So it's amazing.
Christian, one of my favorite players, his dissertation was on Survivor and the jury system.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. He was awesome.
Okay, so back to this. Carson and Jam Jam return to camp, and Jam Jam tells basically they're getting caught up on the fact that Carolyn is wise on the situation, and the two of them talk about, like, something's not quite right here.
Yeah,
Carolyn's definitely off kilter from what she had been before. Carson starts pitching Lauren that maybe you should vote Carolyn out. The reason they're doing this is because if there's a problem, then it's not Carolyn. Then Jam Jam's safe and Carolyn's going home.
Right.
Basically making Carolyn the plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Carson favors Jam Jam over Carolyn?
You know, I don't know. I mean, to me, like, at this point, I think he sees that Carolyn has a chance of winning the game. Because just within the last few episodes, they realize that she's playing a strategic game.
Mm-hmm.
She's not out there just being, like, goofy or quirky, or she's got a plan that she's following through with, and they hadn't seen it this whole time. So I think for him, Jam Jam's the best one to take to the end. I think that's the way he looks at it. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think he's seeing it that way. And Carolyn is likable in a lot of ways. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
They both kind of play the same game, really. Yeah. I think Carolyn and Jam Jam play both. I think he just did a better job of expressing it at the end.
Her being an honest player, and just her feelings have just been out there. And some people like Franny and Lauren and people like that really respect that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are going to be your jury members. So, you know, there's a very good chance that that she could have taken it from him.
I think she would have done better in jury if she just spoke up some. I think the anxiety and pressure kind of got to her a little bit in that final moment. She was, relatively to the other two, very quiet.
Right.
She did not say much, which is not in her character.
Yeah.
She didn't even give much expression or anything like that. She was just kind of like withdrawn and into herself more than normal.
I think it's kind of overwhelming. You're getting all these questions, and you have to be very careful how you answer, because one wrong word could make a difference. So
you have to please everybody that's in front of you, and you just stabbed them all in the back.
Jam Jam,
he's trying to pitch to Lauren, like, oh, you know, this one's good if I make a challenge. Lauren made a really good point there. She's here. She says she thinks that they're like a bickering family, basically.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there might be talking smack, but they're so solid that there's just no way this is going to shatter.
Right.
And we find out very soon.
Yeah.
That's 100% the truth.
Yep.
So then we head off into tribal.
Okay. So in tribal, Jeff just talks about how Carson is guaranteed a spot in the final four now that he won challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And asks Lauren, you know, was it crazy at camp? She says, no, it really wasn't crazy. I'm probably going home. Nobody talked to me.
Yeah. Well,
Carolyn didn't like that idea because her and Heidi did talk to her.
Yep.
But they didn't strategize with her and say, this is the person we're voting out. It's different if you just pull somebody aside and you talk to them versus this is how we're going to play the game. And you know what I mean? So when she said nobody is talking to me, she meant nobody's talking to me about the vote and what the plan is. And so even though, you know, Carolyn's like, I'm shocked, you know, I made a point to speak with you. You know, that's just what Lauren was saying.
Yeah.
Nobody pulled me aside to strategize with me at all. So obviously I'm the vote.
Yeah. I mean, it was just so clear, I think, at this point, you know?
Yeah. And then Jeff just says, you know, is the threat of an idol making it unsettling? And having an idol makes it very different because you never know what your end result's going to be if that idol's there. And towards the end, it was Lauren looking for the idol. So that kind of left us not sure if she had one or not.
That was a big thing when they were voting.
Yeah. You know, everybody was searching for it. Anybody can hide it, have it, is what Heidi's saying. And then Jam Jam just says everybody has a plan B. So, you know, you may know what the plan is, but if they play that idol, there's another plan. So he was really worried that if Lauren had an idol, he was the one that was going home. And then Lauren just talks about, you know, if it's her, which she seems to think it was, by saying that she's had a good game. She's super proud of herself. She was killing it. Her boys will be happy of her, and that she's won 2 immunity idols and a reward. And she talked about how much she's grown.
Yeah.
You know, playing this game.
It was a really heartfelt moment.
Confident she is now. Yeah. It was really good. And she kind of got deeper and deeper. And then finally she's just like, y'all ready to vote?
Yeah. She knew. It was her swan song. She was saying goodbye.
Yeah. So it was really cool. It was really emotional. Then we get to the vote. We've got Jam Jam has 1, Heidi has 1, and Lauren has 3.
Yeah. So if she did use the idol, she would have been safe.
Yep.
And then it would have been between Jam Jam and Heidi.
Right.
Which makes it, if I'm not mistaken, Carolyn and Carson would have picked who goes forward.
Right.
So luckily she didn't find the idol for that sake, but it would have been real tight. When you could bust up a vote like that this late in the game, it gets to where like people are picking winners at this point. Yeah.
Because we had Lauren put the vote on Jam Jam and Jam Jam put the vote on Heidi. So yeah, the other two would have made the whole game. So yeah, but she didn't find it. So Lauren's out.
All in all, really good. All right. So we're going to move right into challenge once we get back. So why don't we hear about that as well?
So as we go into challenge, this is Samotion, which I love.
Classic.
They usually do this one at the very last one. It's really a good one. When they get there, it's a beautiful view up on top of a mountain. And Carolyn's getting very emotional that she's still there and, you know, enjoying the view and everything. So what they have to do with Samotion is one hand tied behind their back, drop a ball down a chute. It'll spiral down at the bottom and then they pick it up and drop it in again. Regular intervals, they'll be adding another ball, making it more difficult. And if the ball drops, then they're out.
Yes.
So it's such a good one.
We've all seen this one. If Carson's about to make one of these at home, it's this one.
Oh, he had to have made one of these at home.
But it's not one you can really practice. It's just.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all by luck, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody that I thought was doing really well with this one was Jam Jam.
Yes. He was pacing himself.
He was pacing it. Yeah. You see some just throwing that ball in right away.
I know.
And screws you up. Anyway, as we get going. Carolyn's already nervous in the beginning, just with the one ball, you know, which it's scary. And then they add the second ball. She ends up dropping hers. So she's out pretty quickly. Then they add the third ball. Everybody moving fast, staying focused, doing really good. By the time they add the fourth ball, we lose Jam Jam and we lose Carson. So Heidi ends up winning. Super excited. This is her first immunity challenge.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could really see, like I was saying, like Jam Jam was doing really well, pacing, you know, keeping them apart. But just once they get that third and fourth ball, it's anybody's game.
It's chaos.
Yeah. It's just really crazy. And Heidi also was doing well, just, you know, making sure that they're not too close together.
Some close calls, but she
did good. Really close. Yeah. So it was good. So Heidi won and she's got immunity.
The most important immunity in the game.
Yeah.
When they return to camp, there are 4 knives with flint attached so they could start practicing their fire building technique. Heidi is honestly considering herself at this point, which of course I'm like, yeah, sure thing. But no, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Everyone goes into their own areas and start to practice. So we see that first off, Jam Jam is phenomenal at this.
Right.
This is one of his best skills.
Yep.
Carolyn has been practicing this for 5 years. Remember, she does Survivor practicing at home.
Yep.
She has like an online game that they do. She's been practicing for 5 years, knowing she'll get on the show at some point.
I love that. I have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah.
If you're going to come on Survivor, just like Carson too, with all the puzzles, be ready. You know, I mean, we hear how it takes people a few years to get on Survivor. So, you know, I love that they prepare for it.
Yeah. They even kind of have a little back and forth, like who started it faster. And they were both very, very quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the way she was doing that with Jam Jam. She's like, I won.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, you're not even. Well, but the problem is we're seeing Carson and he is struggling. And a lot of it is self-doubt.
Yes.
He knows that he's not good at this. And that's getting in his head and just weighing him down
It was so sad. He was getting really depressed.
Yeah. Jam Jam comes to him and shows him a little bit of some of his technique. And then they looked back, and I totally forgot about this, but basically Carson destroyed a flint on day one. Like, he was so bad at it back then, and Jam Jam had to be the one to do it. So, they know that he's bad at this, and it's just a tough one. the reason he's doing this is he doesn't want Carson, who has been his ally since the beginning, to go out without having a fighting chance.
Yeah.
It would be, let's be honest, a foolish move to not, first off, try to knock Carson out right now, but also put your weakest fire maker in this. Like, you gotta do that. That'd be crazy to not do it.
Yeah.
So we know basically Carson's going into this.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool. You know, he likes Carson a lot, and Carson's played such a good game, and he just didn't want to see fire to be what takes him out.
Yeah.
Even if it's going to cost him his game, you know, but he knew he does fire well. So that was a really good moment, I thought.
It was. All right. We hit into tribal.
Okay. So we're into tribal again. Jeff just says Heidi winning the challenge and then said she might make fire.
Yeah.
So Heidi's saying she's still considering it, that she's not sure. Jeff just asked the others, what was your pitch today to Heidi to be able to be the person that she takes along with her that doesn't have to make fire? Jam Jam said he likes to make fire, you know, that he felt safe. So if she wanted him to do it, he's fine with that. Carolyn also very confident with making fire. And then Carson, you know, not so confident, he said.
Very unique season where basically two are like, throw me in there, I'm good.
Yeah.
They know that. I think they know they're going to go against Carson, and they're just like, yeah, we got this. You want us to go? We'll do it.
And then, you know, Carson also mentioned, if it was me being Heidi, I would make fire myself. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe he felt that her skills weren't as good as the other two.
I think he knew of all three of them that I possibly, and then of course she ends up being a record breaker, but I think he thought, oh, the three of them, she's the one that I have the best chance at. It was just not going to be a chance.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh no. She ended up being very good.
Yeah.
So then Heidi talks about how, putting herself in as, you know, making fire is very good for her resume. And she says, I'm going to make fire and I'm going to take Carolyn with me to the final three.
Yeah.
So she made that decision. Carolyn's super emotional, you know, talking about what she's overcome and being the weird girl in school and, you know, how being out there has helped her accept it and feel like she can be whoever she wants to be.
Right.
And so, you know, that was really cool. Then we get to the fire making. It's Carson and Heidi. She knows she can take Carson out with that. And she's saying that there's no way she can go to the end with Carson. So
plus,
that
this
wasn't
is a big resume builder too.
A resume builder. And that she just, she knew Carson had to be the one from the beginning.
We saw how excited Danny was when she took the first off. Danny was like, oh my God, this is it. You know, he was all excited about it.
And she just wasn't sure that the other two could take Carson out.
Yeah.
So she had to put herself up. So as they get going, Carson's struggling in the beginning. Heidi, of course, right away gets a flame going. Mm-hmm. Fire's looking good. Carson finally got a flame going. Didn't take him too long.
He did relatively good, actually.
He actually did really well.
Or he did good compared to what he did before.
Heidi's is getting high, already singeing the rope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we knew Heidi wins. She ended up being the fastest fire ever made on Survivor in 3.02 minutes.
This has got to be the fifth season in a row now where the better player got kicked out because of fire.
Yeah.
It is this just most stupid thing in this game.
I know.
I tweeted about him. Like, here's my semi-annual tweet. This is so stupid. I swear. We lose so many good players to that. And it's always like your last ditch effort to take out the best player in the game.
Yeah.
And it works every time.
And there was people on Facebook saying, I'm surprised he practiced all those puzzles and he didn't practice fire. Well, he did practice fire.
He did practice fire.
He shared that he practiced fire. Had he known he was going to go up against the person that's done it the best.
Yeah, literally the best.
Know, he probably would have already known that he wasn't going to make it. But
it's just such a shame.
He did practice it.
And Jeff, I think you had mentioned that he is not planning on changing the fire making part of this.
Nope. He really likes the fire making. It's not going anywhere. He's shared that on his podcast.
That's my least favorite part of this entire game.
I know. Anyway. Okay. So we're saying goodbye to Carson. You know, he was just such a good player. He was talking about how when he first came on Survivor, he wasn't confident. And so he's really proud of the way that he challenged himself, became more confident. He's also proud that he did make fire because he knew that even though he had practiced it at home, it was something that he wasn't really good at. So he was proud of the fact that he did make a decent fire and, you know, really glad at his game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They'd move all around.
Yeah. I think they all really liked him.
The next morning, we see the final three. They start to reflect on their time on the island. And we do this, we see this thing, we've seen it last season, I think maybe the season before, where the jury starts to reflect on the players as well.
Yeah.
We need to learn there what they're looking for from these players.
Yeah.
So Jam, they mentioned that he's very, he has a very good perspective. He's been the middleman on a lot of things, which I think is probably the thing that won the game for him. And he's very intentional with his moves. He weighs it and then goes.
Yeah.
Which is good. Carolyn is smart and emotional, able to mix those two together, which is very difficult to do. She plays as herself. She's not putting a mask on.
Right.
And she's masterful when it comes to the strategy of the game.
Right.
And then Heidi's big thing is that, you know, she's fire making was a big move for her. That was such a good showcase. And she's never given up to this point.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. My job's light today. We're off to tribal again, the final tribal.
I liked the part right before tribal where Carolyn's talking to the cameraman.
Yes.
And,
I'm sorry.
You know, she's like, remember the first day when you interviewed me, you know, 26 days ago? And you could see a change in her.
Yes.
A confidence to talk to the cameraman. Because at first, of course, most people would be. I would be uncomfortable out there. But, you know, in the very beginning, she's like, what do I say? You know, and he's having to kind of, you know, guide her on what to say. And she seems like she has had a lot of growth.
I hope she sees that growth, because even in the, like, the review, the final part where they're all talking, we'll talk about that too. She still seems like she doubts herself.
Yeah.
And it's like, look at how much you've grown over the 26 days.
Yeah.
And I hope that she catches the bookend of that and sees, like, it's just one night and day.
Yeah. I want to see what's happening with her now.
Yeah.
Because
that's what was nice with the old live show.
Yeah.
We used to be able to do that.
Yeah. Because, you know, now she's watched the show.
Mm-hmm.
So later when I talk about On Fire with Jeff Probst, he interviews Jam Jam. And I like seeing that.
Yeah.
I like seeing how they felt watching themselves on Survivor and how they felt they played and what they would have done better or not done, you know.
Did he interview Carolyn as well?
He did. I didn't get that far. So,
Okay.
So definitely go on Fire, because he also interviewed Heidi and Carolyn.
Okay.
So I think that probably was very good, but I ran out of time. So anyway, as we get to the final tribal, the first thing they're going to do is the social portion. They do social, physical, and strategic.
Yeah.
And, you know, get questions in all three of those areas. So, you know, Jeff's just talking about it's time to plead your case. You have to claim your game in order to claim your victory. So just basically telling him you've got to sell yourself.
Yep.
You know, it starts with Kane. Kane says, explain your game and why you're better than the other two. Jam Jam, I knew the vote every tribal. So he was in on a lot of the conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So his social game was very good.
Yeah. Even when Tika might not know 100% what's going on, he knew what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah. He went outside of that circle and had conversations with a lot of people. Heidi saying she was very strategic. Carolyn saying she was quirky, but then she found Carson and Jam Jam. And so that alliance was big for her.
Yes.
And that she was very underestimated, which was a very good thing for her.
Yeah.
That worked out well.
That worked out well for her. But she's also saying that, like, yeah, I was in this alliance and that worked out well for me. Right now you're going against somebody that's in that alliance. You don't want to really say that I survived because of my alliance.
Yeah.
At this point.
Exactly. Know? Yeah. And, you know, Heidi talks about how she did use Danny as a shield because he was a target.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to get partway through the game with that type of game.
Sometimes it works.
We've seen it done a lot of times. Franny asks, how did you manage your emotions? Were they a strength or a weakness? Carolyn says, my emotions are real, but at times I had to fake it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of interesting, you know, because we saw her very emotional. And sometimes we wondered, you know, is she really crying?
Specifically, the way she was pitching it is almost like she would have to feign excitement in front of to them about something that they are doing.
Yeah.
To show that she's on board with them or something like that.
Right.
But, like, you know, yeah. So that was a good move on her part.
Yeah. And at times she said that, like, they almost expected her to act that way.
Yeah.
So she would keep it up, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. Jam Jam just saying that he could see people's emotions in their face. So he felt like he could read people really well, which came to his advantage. Heidi went on talking about wanting to represent Latina girls and tried to control her emotions. So she didn't really play too much of an emotional game.
Yes.
She wanted to be a example and not idol, but
just somebody, you know, that you
someone
could,
that they,
a role model. Yeah.
A role model. There you go. Thank you very much. Wanted to be a role model to women everywhere, but also women of different ethnicities. And so she felt she kept her emotions to herself a lot.
She was saying that she would have been the oldest woman to have won the game, I think she said.
Yeah.
And then right away, Jam Jam's like, well, I would have been, I'd be the only Puerto Rican man or whatever it was. So it's always first for everything.
Yeah. Franny's saying, how do you think you would do in challenges? How did you think you would do in challenges like when they came?
Yes. She kept asking it like to Franny as well. Like you could tell that to Carolyn. You could tell Franny was like trying to help Carolyn as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come out
asking
of that show.
How did she think they did? I'm sorry. Yes. I'm not wording it right. Carolyn says, I was humiliated. Mm-hmm. Okay. She felt like she did really bad. And then she got to the point to where she just had to accept that that's not what she's good at. That's not her level of expertise. So she got to where she accepted it. Jeff chimes in and just says, you know, I see it as somebody that was just giving their all.
Yeah.
Didn't see it as she should have felt she was humiliated by her performance.
I think Jeff, like the rest of us, are seeing that, boy, Carolyn's self-esteem is just on the very bottom.
Yeah.
And I hope she watches this and increases it. But
yeah,
you could see it during this. She just turns inward so much.
She does.
Which is not normal what we see, which is exactly how it works, guys.
Yeah.
Is people with low self-esteem or even with depression, they put a mask on and make sure to act happy-go-lucky.
Right.
And we're seeing right now when the anxiety kicks up, it was hitting her.
Yeah.
And I hope she's good for it afterwards.
I hope. I really got to finish watching On Fire because I really hope that she sees how much she inspired people.
Yeah.
After that, that's what Heidi mentions. She really inspired me because, you know, she worked so hard in areas that weren't easy for her.
Yeah.
I mean, even the opening up, you know, about her addictions and all that, she really played a tough game, you know, as far as all that and challenges and all that. So then Carson says, Heidi, making fire put you in a very vulnerable position. And then she just said that she feels like she had to make fire because she couldn't play up against Carson.
The amount of times that Carson's name gets thrown around during this conversation drives me bananas.
I know.
I hate that. I hate that the best person in the game is talked about.
Yep.
During jury is like, well, I wasn't, because I have it written down twice. Jam Jam twice mentions that he wasn't in Carson's shadows and that he didn't let Carson make all the moves.
Yep.
That's pretty bad that part of your game, and he's the winner of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that you're trying to claim I didn't completely follow that guy's plans. Yeah. I promise I made my own.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to convince them twice that you did that.
Right. I know. It's just crazy. Carson should be there. But, you know, we saw that with Rick and other people.
That's
too.
That's my point.
It's like
the last five seasons.
The person that we want to win.
I think it was Picard or Ricard was the same way. Mm-hmm. We see it five seasons in a row.
Yeah.
Mike won. Gosh, I couldn't tell you, but yeah, it just always happens that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Okay, now we're going to the strategic piece. And Carson just asked the question of, was your strategy to be on the right side of the vote? And what was your strategy of being on the right side of the vote?
Yeah.
And it's funny because he's got the percentage of each one of them.
He sure does. Yeah.
So Carolyn was 88.8% right on the right side of the vote. Mm-hmm. Jam Jam was 90%. Heidi was 67%. So Carolyn just talks about how she was underestimated, like she'd said earlier, which really worked to her advantage. Nobody expected her to find an idol. You know, she was just, because of that, she did well. Jam Jam, not a physical threat. He was just himself, talking to everybody, had a big social game. Heidi was saying that she had to keep adapting, talking about all her struggles. She went in to talk about how 20 years ago when she came to this country, she couldn't speak English. And, you know, now she's living the American dream. And again, wanting to, you know, inspire other people to go for their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was pretty good. At that point, we're already ready to vote.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, of these cases, who do you think made the best case? We know who wins it, but who do you think made the best case here?
You know, I liked Carolyn in this more than I thought I would. Just the last few episodes.
Yes.
I liked Carolyn, and she didn't share it a lot. She could have spoke so much more
yeah.
about herself.
which I think is the reason she didn't win.
Yeah. Yeah. So it might have been Heidi that actually said quite a bit. Jam Jam shared the social piece.
I honestly think that Jam Jam won this tribal.
Do you think so?
I think that's the reason he won is because he convinced him.
True. There's some that said that. They got swayed just during tribal.
But I'm going over Heidi's notes here that I wrote for Heidi. And it's a lot of like, she mentions how she's trying to represent others. But then she says, I was inspired by Carolyn. You're tossing it over to Carolyn. She talks about how much her and Danny work together. There's all kinds of things where you didn't bring up the fact that you like pioneered your own road enough.
Yeah.
As much as like Jam Jam was saying, like I controlled certain things.
Yeah.
And I think that Heidi kind of fell behind on that as well.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. And so we start the vote. We've got Heidi has one that came from Danny, as mm-hmm. we know. And Jam Jam has five. Yep. Everybody else voted for Jam Jam. So good for him. Jam yeah. Jam's the
Way
winner of Survivor.
He earned it.
Yeah.
He kicked butt. He did
good. Yeah.
All right. So what were some of your favorite parts from the after show that they were discussing? My favorite thing was the fact that Carolyn, as close as they were, Carolyn and Jam Jam did not know that Carson was in NASA. They were
yes,
so surprised by that.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, Carolyn even got up and talked to Carson about it.
Yeah.
That was a trip. And I didn't realize that he didn't share any of that.
I you know, so many people come in like, oh, I'm not going to tell them that I'm in the NFL or something like that.
Yeah.
And they end up letting it slip or somebody catches it.
Yeah.
And so I was happy that somebody actually kept quiet the whole time.
Yeah. 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 You know, the way he wrote people's names every time he voted
was a hint.
I thought maybe somebody would get that.
Yeah.
But yeah, nobody did. So with the after show, Franny just says that she was swayed purely from the jury conversation.
Yes.
You know, so
a few were saying that it was fully down to the jury for them.
I thought it was funny too when Jeff starts talking to Jamie about her idol.
Oh God.
So she didn't know. Well, nobody knew that Matthew planted a fake idol for Jamie.
Right.
She thought it was a real idol this whole time.
And she raised her hand. Dude, I was one, you know, just boom, boom, boom. The key with that is, so first off, it was just like, yeah, it wasn't. And everybody was blown away by it. That was the big shocker for everybody.
Yeah.
The key is that Jeff says, we're going to save this and use it in another season.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's going to be fake or real at that time.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to have a fake idol that carries forward and only the super fans would catch that it's fake. Fake idol.
That would be cool.
So it would reward those that we like so much that actually pay attention to the game a lot.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah, that would be. So I thought that was pretty cool. They also talked about Matt and Franny's chemistry.
Yeah, so Carolyn did not know that they were in a relationship. And during a commercial break, they all got up to go talk to the couple, you know?
Yeah,
that was good.
I think that's just so cool. And then, like, we were talking about, and I'm like, oh, maybe a proposal. But I've already been reading about them dating.
Yeah.
But this is still on the island, so.
They met 26 days beforehand. There's
no
proposals.
Oh, they've been together for a while. Yeah.
I want them to go on Amazing Race. That's the test of relationship.
Yes, I would love that.
So hopefully Phil likes, pays attention to this episode and grabs a couple.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. Jeff also talked about the physical and emotional part of the show in the after show. About Brandon being dehydrated and Carson gaining 30 pounds before he got on the show.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. But a lot of people, Franny and Kane, and you know, a lot of people got sick during the show.
Yeah.
It takes a real toll on your body physically and mentally. It takes a real toll also. So yeah, that was pretty much the after show. Can you think of anything else?
While we were talking, I was also thinking, I'd also want to see Carolyn and Jam Jam on Amazing Race.
Yes, I know.
Those two on Amazing Race. Oh my God.
They had a very good relationship. And even towards the end.
It was a brother-sister relationship, I think.
Yeah. You know? Even towards the end when they were thinking about, you know, voting each other out, it's because they saw what a threat they were.
Yeah.
And they really had a hard time thinking about actually doing it, you know, because they were so close.
They're fun to watch. Those two are fun to watch. They even joked around about like, I want to see the sitcom where those two are together and Carson's their kid.
Yeah.
I was just like, that would actually be make for a very good sitcom.
Then we look at the next episode, the next season.
Which the leaks were true. So if you guys want to look up the leaks, you could actually fully see what who these people are, what they do as a job. I will warn you though, when you start looking for Survivor leaks, sometimes you find more than you're expecting. So be careful. Sometimes the winner gets leaked. It doesn't happen very often, but it can.
Yeah.
So you can actually see the full lineup of people. And we do have Bruce coming back.
Yeah.
The key.
I was so glad to see that. Yeah.
That's cool.
And one lady is a musician.
She's a singer-songwriter out of the Bay Area. Yeah. We talked about, she's, I don't know who she is, but I'm so old, guys. I was watching Good Mythical Morning today and they had some They had one of the K-pop bands on. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are. They're so big. It's like, oh my goodness. But yeah, she's, I guess, very popular. I don't know her name.
I wonder how much of a following she has.
I'll look it up on Spotify. Oh God, I feel so old. And I'm like, back in my day when, you know, Snoop Dogg was making good music, and it's like, Justin Bieber, that's what good music was. It's like, come on, Franklin. It's crazy.
We got a little bit with On Fire with Jeff Probst. Mm-hmm. Great moment. They were talking about when Jam Jam helped Carson make Fire. And that the fact that, you know, was Carson advocating for Jam Jam when he went to Ponderosa?
Yeah.
A lot of times, something you're just doing from your heart that you want to do that, you know, seems like the right thing does turn around and help you out a lot.
We see it right here.
So, yeah. Also, they talked about how much Carson prepped for coming on the show and how huge that was. Mm-hmm. And they knew, you know, the producers and all them, they knew if Carson got to the end, he was going to win it.
Oh, really?
Because he was that prepped for the show.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that was really interesting.
And still, they don't think they need to get rid of Fire. All right.
I know. Jam Jam, they did an interview with him. Again, they also did Carolyn and Heidi. So definitely go on Fire, because I really think that especially Carolyn would be really interesting. He just talked about, again, how I'd mentioned, he broke barriers by using his humor, mm-hmm. that he does that in life all the time. And couldn't see Carolyn playing such a good game. And then, Carson. So then, you know, that's the reason that he helped Carson do the Fire. And they said, well, you know, weren't you worried that you would help him and then you would lose? And he's like, I knew I was very fast at Fire. Mm-hmm. So helping Carson, I didn't feel like it was a threat on my part. But at that moment, it didn't really matter. He said, to me, it was almost like a child being mothered. You know, it really touched him when he saw him breaking down like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was pretty much it. Talked about what is he going to do with the money. He just said, you know, he's hoping to make some of his dreams come true. Maybe a second marriage, maybe help out his mom. But so that was the part on Fire. Facebook, a lot of people disappointed that Jam Jam won.
Yeah.
Sia awarded Caroline $100,000.
I figured it was going to be Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Yeah.
$100,000. So
good.
That was awesome.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was pretty much it on that part.
It's been a really good season, guys. Let us know who you wanted to win and try to keep it civil, because I know it probably wasn't Jam Jam. But yeah, how do you think having this podcast, not our podcast, but Jeff's podcast, as a post show, how do you think that worked out this season?
I really enjoyed doing it. I don't know if our listeners enjoyed it, but I felt listening to the podcast, to Jeff's podcast, and getting some of the behind the scenes information, and also some of the current information when he's like talked to Jam Jam and the others, was really interesting to me, you know, and hopefully it is to the people that are listening to our show. But, because a lot of times we don't know everything about the editing or the cameras or, so I really like that part.
I think it's really good. Just like the little tidbits too, of like where they have the same person tie all the knots, things like that.
Yeah.
So I think it elevated our podcast, sharing what's going on with that podcast. Let us know what you guys think. For me, I'm editing podcasts all day, so I don't have time to actually listen to a lot of podcasts, surprisingly. So it's good to kind of get a quick catch up on this, but also you guys can dive deep. I'm hoping Phil does this suit too.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, because then you're like, while we were there, we were staying in some random hotel in Budapest or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you again for such a wonderful season. We will see you with season 45 of Survivor. I can't believe it's 45 seasons.
I know. Wow.
And let us know if there's anything you guys want us to do in the break. I know that it's a long time, especially this one. The summer break's about 3-4 months. So let us know if there's anything you guys want in between there. We could always use the ideas.
Yeah.
Take it easy. We'll see you next season. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.